Daylight saving time begins Sunday. I don't really care. I'm the least busy person I know. Everybody still says we all lose an hour's sleep Saturday night. Not me. I go to bed when I'm tired on Saturday and wake up Sunday morning when I'm finished sleeping. The clock says whatever it says. I don't care. If you do have to awaken at a particular time on Sunday, and you're afraid losing an hour's sleep will kick your butt, I have two suggestions. Go to bed earlier or change your plans. Seriously, why is this a big deal? You know, it's exactly the same as when you fly into a different time zone that's 1 hour ahead. Does that wreak havoc in your life for as much as 5 days as they keep telling us in the news? I don't think so. Lately, we've been treated to sensationalized news stories telling us how changing the clock's 1 hour leads to more highway deaths for sleepy drivers and more heart attacks and strokes for people who have trouble adjusting their bodies to the arbitrary numbers we call time. Oh, please. Look, I don't mean to be a jerk, but if you have a heart attack because of daylight saving time, I'm guessing that your heart was in critical distress before you changed the clock. But here's the good news. If we insist on maintaining this silly tradition, we're darn close to living in a world where all clocks change themselves. Your computers, your tablets, and your phones already do this. Watches, clocks on stoves, and in cars can't be far behind. And you know what that means? Nothing. Blessedly, nothing. We'll never notice anything, except that it suddenly stays light an hour longer. I guess the time changed last night. That's all we'll say. If TV and radio stop beating us over the head with stuff to worry about, we'll all be fine.